Absolutely.
But don't I have a responsibility to focus upon the bad things in the world? Well, you never help anyone by focusing upon the bad things in the world. In other words, contrast helps you to decide what you want, but there is no virtue or value in holding yourself chronically apart from who you have become. Really good.
That's right. It's just a wonderful feeling just to
you
be
see,
there
you,
and in that space.
You could do that sitting. Think about the most stable place that you ever sit. Where would it be? Is your most stable place at home? Is your most stable place on your personal property? Is your most stable place, where do you feel the best? What place? Are you having a hard time finding a stable place on this planet in your mind? In other words, when Esther thinks of stable places, the place seems irrelevant to her now because she feels stability wherever she is. But think about your most stable place. So pick it. And let's say that you've chosen your bed in your bedroom in your home is your most stable feeling place. The refrigerator is full of food and you feel stable. Now picture in your mind being in that stable place and picture an earthquake coming, even though it's never been there before, and causing upheaval all around you. So now you might feel a little discord about it, but now take it a little deeper and imagine that everything falls down around you and now you are trapped inside of a very small space. Now take it a little further and imagine that the people outside, most of them died or got away, they're not aware of you, and they're not coming. Now take a little further and realize that you can't get out. In other words, it wouldn't take very much of that conversation before you'd start hyperventilating. In other words, you could induce feelings of fear, not because you are in jeopardy, not because there is any danger, not because badness is being asserted to you, but because you held yourself for a period of time in thoughts that are the opposite of what you want and literally separated yourself from the resources of life that infuse you with that feeling of well-being. In other words, the way you feel is only about your thoughts. And people argue with us, no, Abraham, the way I feel are about my thoughts. Yes, but they're about my thoughts of reality that could happen. And we say, but you've got to choose from reality the things that you want to happen and focus upon those until it's easy for you to maintain that vibration. And then things that you don't want to happen can't happen to you because nothing can come to you outside of practice thought. Nothing can come to you outside of practice thought.
Yeah,
so then we talk about, well, so how do we know? Someone brought it up the other day. Wonderful question. How do I know if this thought is about something that's going to happen or if it's, in other words, is it guidance? Is it just helping me to guide my thoughts? Is it something that I should do something about? So as Esther was packing, they were in the bus. They left the bus in Orlando, and she's packing to come on board the ship. And they always do their best to travel as light as they can because for obvious reasons. And Esther has a lot of equipment that sometimes she brings along, back up this and back up that. And she thought, I'm just going to travel light. And so as she was preparing her sound computer to bring it, she had this very powerful thought about, because there were several seminars still in the computer and the new audiobook that they have just read onto the recording. And so there was a lot of work, hundreds of hours of work really, on her hard drive in the computer. And Esther just had this thought, I think I'll just take those off and put it on the other hard drive. And so she did that. She sat. It took about an hour. We hear your beeper. It took about an hour, and she moved all of those files to the other hard drive. And then she had the thought, as she saw a little backup computer that she has, the new bus has this wonderful shelf that has several spaces for all of her equipment. And so she has computers all lined up all over the place and hard drives all lined up all over the place. And she was just sort of standing there looking at it, and she had an impulse to snatch that other computer and put it in her bag. And as she had the feeling to do it, she actually reached for it, picked it up, felt the weight of it, and then contradicted that thought with a thought that didn't feel as good. The thought was, it's heavy, and it will make the bag too heavy, and other people will be carrying my bags, and I'm not wanting to overload the bags, and the ship crew will be looking through the bags, perhaps, and sometimes they want us to open the bags and show what's in it, and so with negative emotions,